We were in a good position to undertake such a study for two reasons. We work at the Centre de Recherche de l'Institut Universitaire de Gériatrie de Montréal, CRIUGM, and the Centre de Recherche en Neurophysiologie et Cognition, CERNEC, at the Université de Montréal. As a result, we had access to powerful neuroimaging techniques which we could supplement with personal interviews with our subjects. Most important, we were able to secure the cooperation of Carmelite nuns in Quebec, religious women who spend a great deal of time in contemplation and prayer. That latter point is tricky, because a contemplative would not typically be willing to serve in a possibly controversial research project that does not flow directly from her vocation. Looking for mystics in modern-day Montreal.
God only comes to those who ask Him to come, and He cannot refuse to come to those who implore Him long, often, and ardently.
Philosopher and mystic Simone Weil. Carmelite nuns live a life of silent prayer. When they aren't praying, they cook, garden, bake hosts, communion wafers, and sew, wash, and mend habits. They produce crafts to support themselves. They talk to each other only during 2 20-minute recreation periods, after lunch and supper. If a Carmelite has something pressing to say in the evening, she writes a note. Carmelites generally have had a fruitful experience with mysticism over their 9-century history. For example, the 15 nuns in our study had collectively spent about 210,000 hours in prayer. So if prayer and contemplation can lead to mystical consciousness, these women should certainly demonstrate it. Of course, securing the nuns' cooperation was not easy. We had to reassure them that we were not researching this area simply to prove that mystical consciousness does not occur. We were able to tell them truthfully that we were not materialists and were not trying to debunk the mystical experiences that had led them to become nuns. We did not doubt, in principle, that the contemplative may at times contact a reality outside herself, or that such a contact can change the direction of her life in a positive way. What we specifically wanted to know was whether neuroimaging techniques can identify neural correlates for such experiences, and the nuns were among the few people who might be able to help us. Fortunately, Cardinal Archbishop Jean-Claude Turcot of Montreal agreed to write a letter to the nuns, advising them that there was no religious objection to working with us if they chose to do so. Even so, we did face some difficulties. As we have seen, contemplatives such as the Carmelites do not usually leave the convent or involve themselves in scientific research.